helping Yorkshire business succeed. This is Stray FM's Business Hub.
With Cartridge World Harrogate, the world experts in printers.
Welcome to the Business Hub podcast with Cartridge World Harrogate. I'm James Stanley. This is the show that helps Yorkshire business succeed. Thank you for listening today. Coming up on the podcast, LCF Barber Titley's have five things that every business owner should make sure they have. I'm joined in the studio by Stray's Managing Director, Sarah Barry, for the latest business news on the business news desk with NIC Cleaning Services. And my good mate Darren from Aurora Computers will be joining us in the studio to give us five tech tips that CEOs are using for growth. Right now, though, it's time to get the very latest business news headlines.
The Business News Desk on Stray FM.
With NIC Cleaning Services, making headline news with the cleanest offices in town.
So once again, I'm joined in the studio by Sarah Barry for the Business News Desk with NIC Cleaning. Sarah, it's been another busy week in the business world. We're going to be looking at some of the top stories and you're going to be giving us your views on it today. First, we're going to start with Harrogate Borough Council. Now, councillors last Thursday unanimously voted in favour of proceeding with associate membership of the Leeds City Region Combined Authority to benefit from its proposed devolution deal. Associate membership gives the district a seat at the table if the Leeds City Region gets more powers and cash from the government in a devolution deal. What's this going to mean, Sarah, for the local area?
Well, it's an interesting, really interesting subject, is this. Potentially could mean, if it goes through, of course, that we have got access to much bigger budgets. The Leeds Council have access to about £60 billion economy, compared with, currently that is, with North Yorkshire County Council, whose economy is around £20 billion. So I guess the reason for the vote in from Harrogate Borough Council is that if it goes ahead and devolution means that Leeds Council get more power and more cash as a result of the devolution deal, that there's going to be a much bigger impact, more positive impact on jobs and the economy for Yorkshire. And clearly Harrogate Borough Council have voted in favour of this because they don't want to miss out on this cash, if that happens, of course.
And talking about cash as well, another story we've got is that up to £1,000 is being offered across Harrogate for events linked to the Tour de Yorkshire. Now, the cycle race is going to run in May again, passing through Knaresborough, Ripley, Pateley Bridge, big areas in our transmission area for the opening stage. £10,000 fund will support projects which encourage community involvement and boost tourism as well, which sounds great.
It does. I mean, I've got a smile on my face when I read this because it's taken me right back to the Tour de France.
Such a
happy
good event.
Memories. Yeah, so the council are now saying that if you can get your application in by the 14th of March, they will definitely consider this. So they're looking for projects from schools, community groups, parish councils, voluntary organisations and charities, that sort of thing. You've got to be an organisation and not an individual to apply for this. And they will seriously consider funding your project in order to boost the economy on this. And also, I mean, the thing that I loved about the TDF and still love about it is they call it the land art. That's the legacy, isn't it, of the TDF, which is still dressing our towns and villages and roads. It's visible for all to see, isn't it? It looks wonderful.
It's going to be brilliant. I can't believe it's coming around in May already. Finally, to finish, we're going to look at a new report which hopes to shed more light on what leaving the EU, which is a big talking point at the moment, would mean for farming in Yorkshire. It's been commissioned by the Yorkshire Agricultural Society, who'll hold a debate next month. Farming regulations in this country are linked closely to the EU's common agricultural policy. The Society's chief executive, Nigel Pulling, has told us the result of the referendum will be significant. And then I'll come back off the back of it if that's right. So that's what Nigel Pulling's had to say. Sarah, what do you think of this?
I think this is really important. Farming, particularly in North Yorkshire, but obviously all over the UK, is critical for us. It puts the food on our plates. There's been a lot of talk about child benefit and the mass migration, but not really much talk about what the impact is on farming in the UK with this debate. So the meeting is really designed to inform. They've got experts, I do believe, from the agricultural industry, so the farming industry. They're going to be there to inform. It's not about influencing your decision. It's giving you information so you can make an informed decision. Because at the moment there is so much confusion, apparently, amongst farmers and how to vote and what the impact is going to be as to whether we stay or go.
Sarah, thanks so much for coming in again this week. You can find out more stories on our business news desk with NIC Cleaning at StrayFM.com.
The business news desk on StrayFM.
Now, you'd be surprised to find out just how many people don't have a will. We're joined by LTF Barbara Titleys. They've got five things that every business owner should make sure they have. Tom's been speaking to them earlier in the week, but the question is, how many people don't have a will?
LCF Barbara Titleys on StrayFM's Business Hub.
Over 60% of the adult population do not have a will. A frightening statistic, because without a will, you cannot be sure that your assets will go to those who you want to benefit.
That is an interesting statistic, because you would expect everybody to want to know where their things are going after they pass away. But actually, when you think about it, I know at least a handful of people who don't have wills who really should. That is a frightening statistic. How does that particularly affect business owners?
Having a will is even more important for business owners. They've often worked hard to build a business for themselves and their family, but they have to consider the what if and who will questions. That will enable the business to continue when they are not there to run it. What if I die while I'm running the company? Who will run the business? Who will decide whether to sell? Who will inherit the business? And will the other directors or partners agree? Who will sit at the boardroom table? What if the other shareholders don't agree? An experienced lawyer will be able to ask these questions and prepare a will to deal with your answers.
So really important questions, perhaps not the questions you're wanting to think about when you are in the middle of a successful business, everything's going well for you. But ultimately, a lot of people, when you ask them, people we ask on this show say that they want to leave a legacy. They want to leave a successful business behind to support their family, to keep going, to remember their name by sometimes. And without a will, you're not going to have those answers to those questions, and it could all be for nothing, effectively. That brings us on to point number two.
A power of attorney. A will helps you deal with your affairs after you've died, but a power of attorney is a legal document that is often overlooked by business owners. Sadly, I've seen the consequences of several business owners who failed to plan for the future by not putting a power of attorney in place. They suffered strokes and were unable to run their business, which ultimately went into liquidation. So going back to the what-if questions and the who-will questions. What if I have a stroke or an accident or lose consciousness? Who will run the business? What if the bank cancel the mandate when they find out I've lost capacity? Who will sign for me? The answer to these and many other business decisions is to put in place a lasting power of attorney. So you have chosen who will sign for you and who will run the business if you can't do so yourself. It needs to be somebody who understands the business. It may be someone different from the person that you choose as your attorney for your day-to-day affairs.
So every business owner should have a lasting power of attorney. And some horrible stories really there of businesses who were struck by something which can happen to anybody and is... It's horrible enough on a personal family level to watch somebody you go through having a stroke, but then to see everything they've worked for crumble as well, which could have all been avoided, had they had a power of attorney in place. Okay, let's have point number three.
An experienced lawyer to turn to. You need to work with a lawyer who knows the right what if and who will questions to ask. They need to be able to advise on succession planning for your business, whether planned or unexpected, and this will help the security of your family and business. Many of my business owner clients have great loyalty to their staff who help create the business, and they want to ensure that their jobs are protected. There are also major tax savings to be made by you using experienced and specialist advice. You need someone who can become your trusted advisor, who is available to provide support to you and your family if you are not able to.
So how would I go about choosing a lawyer that I could trust?
You would, I would say that you should talk to your family, your friends, fellow professionals in the same area of work that you're involved in, your other professional advisors, perhaps local professional bodies, and gather as much information. And the majority of our work comes from recommendations, and that's how we look at building our business and looking after our clients.
And we'll talk more about that in a future programme. So point number four.
You should have a what if and who will plan.
So we've asked the questions. We know those are our key questions. What's in the plan, Neil?
Well, you need specialist advisors to ask these questions and to discuss your answers, because the right questions can help you save tax, ensure your assets go where you want, preserve the value of the business for your children, and secure the future of loyal employees. And just as important, it can avoid conflict. It will give you and your family peace of mind.
And those are questions that somebody you trust will be able to give you true, honest and valuable advice on. So find the right lawyer and make sure they're asking those questions and you're going through those questions with them.
Yes, and experience counts for a huge amount in asking, knowing what questions to ask, and having specialist knowledge of the business and the area of business that your company's in.
And the final point?
The final point is perhaps something business owners and everyone should know, is that making a will might help you live longer.
Okay, this sounds interesting. How can having a piece of legal paper help me live longer?
Well, statistics from the probate registry show that the average age of those who die without making a will is 69 years. But those who die with a will, it's 79 years. And if you're feeling generous and you want to support a charity, that can help as well. Because those who die with a will leaving a gift to charity have an average age of death of 82.
So if I, in theory, if I have a piece of paper that says where I want all of my belongings and assets to go, adds 10 years to my average lifetime, and then an additional 3 years can be had if I choose to donate some of that to charity.
That's what the statistics say.
Brilliant. Is there any benefit if I give more than one gift to charity?
I'm afraid not.
No. So just one good deed.
Well, only to the other charity that you're going to benefit.
Oh, of course, yeah. Well, we've had five great pieces of advice from you there, Neil. There are some key points, however. Let's just remind ourselves of the key points from today.
Business Hub, key points.
Obtain specialist legal advice so that the right person is asking you the what if and who will questions.
LCF Barbara Titley's on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Darren from Aurora Computers, he's a real expert in his field, especially in business. He's joining us again, and Tom's been speaking to him about what CEOs are using tech-wise to help growth. He's got five top tips.
Aurora Computers on Stray FM's Business Hub.
One. Number one is Google AdWords. It's massively, massively powerful platform. Google accounts for about 90% of organic search traffic. So if you're not using Google AdWords to promote your business, then you're missing out massively.
So just for anyone who's going, Google AdWords? I've heard of Google. What is it? Google AdWords is effectively the promoted part of the search engine, isn't it?
Yeah. So if you search, let's say, something relevant to us, you search for IT support in Ilkley, for argument's sake, at the top you have sponsored links. There's about three right at the top and then a few more down the side, and they are Google AdWords.
So that is where Google has gone, right, people have said that they want to be associated with these particular words that you've searched, possibly in your area, or targeting you through very clever back engine software that they use, and going, right, that person has searched for this, so therefore we're going to promote these businesses who have said that they want to be promoted, given us the budget to do that?
Yeah, sure. So basically, you will come up for whatever you want to come up for. There's massive. It's a very versatile platform, and without going into it too much now, you can have an exact match. You can have like a very broad match, but it gives you the power to decide at what point people are seeing your website come up.
Now, I've noticed this. If you search for a well-known brand, let's just use an example of a supermarket.
Yep.
Quite often, if you searched for, let's say, randomly, this is by no means an endorsement, if you searched for Tesco, you're likely to see Sainsbury's and Asda pop up in the Google AdWords selections. Yes. Because they'll want to try and jump in and go, come and have a look at us. Come and have a look at us.
Exactly, yeah. Well, that's a very, very, very good strategy. I mean, we should probably do one of these shows purely on Google AdWords because yeah. It's so massive in terms of what you can achieve. But that's a very sensible strategy because people are going to be searching for your competitors. So bringing it more local, you should have your competitors' names in your Google AdWords account because, of course, yeah, if they're searching for Minster FM, you want to you know, strong arm yourself in there and say, well, actually, check us out. You're looking for a radio station to listen to. Come and check us out. Number two is Twitter. Now, Twitter is probably not as complex as Google AdWords. Well, in fact, it's not as complex as Google AdWords. But then that's part of the problem in that it's very simple to use. Therefore, people don't really put a lot of thought into it. And it's very important to have a sensible strategy when it comes to Twitter. People don't care about, you know, what sandwich you had for lunch. And they also don't care, you know, that you're, you know, in the top 1% of all your competitors. You know, no one likes a hard sell. So you've got to be very clever with your Twitter strategy. For instance, this is just something that happened yesterday, so I'm going to use it as an example. By no stretch of the imagination am I saying this is the greatest example on the planet, but yesterday we were doing Weatherby Hour, which is a hour where you put a hashtag Weatherby Hour at the end between 8 and 9 on a Tuesday. And one of the things we put out there was, like the European Union, we're better together, you know, just to make it a bit...
topical.
Yeah, topical, whimsical, and just something that's just a little bit different that people are going to take notice of, say that's not a hard sell, it's not thoroughly dull, it's not about cheese and onion crisps. Just have a sensible strategy and progress that strategy, basically.
Three.
Number three is inbound marketing. Now, this is the biggest thing in terms of, you know, the way everything's going in terms of digital, internet, marketing. Love it or hate it, you know, this is the way the modern world is. We were having a chat before we went on air that about all the things Stray are doing digitally, and print media is dead. It's chilling out with the dodo and the duckbill platypus. So, you know, sorry to the Harrogate advertiser, they won't appreciate me saying that, but it's the way it is, I'm afraid. And inbound marketing is the big thing. And traditionally, marketing has always been outbound marketing. So you put an advert here, or, you know, you do that, and it's always putting things out there, whereas inbound marketing is more about what's coming into you, so your website. So when people land on your website, what are you doing on your website to get people reading more about what you're doing?
Yeah.
For instance, with Aurora Computers, we have something that tells us the companies that have been on our website, how many pages they've looked at, what they've looked at, where they spent most of their time. So we get a real breakdown of, you know, what they're interested in our website. So therefore, it's in our interest to create as much content on our website for people to digest and consume. So we can then contact them and say, oh, I see you were very interested in this. You know, can we come and have a chat with you?
Four.
Number four is cloud software as a service. Now, this is all about where, you know, historically your software, you would buy Microsoft Office and you install it on your computer, or you buy this and, you know, Microsoft Encarta 95 and it gives you the encyclopedia. And
I used to love those.
Yeah, they're great, aren't they? But now everything is going cloud based. So it's all about cloud software that you buy into that helps you facilitate the running of your business. Now, this is invaluable. So I'll just talk through you some of the things that Aurora Computers use without giving away all our trade secrets to our competitors.
No, don't do that.
So we have a CRM, Customer Relationship Management, is cloud-based. We have our to-do list is cloud-based. We have a support ticket system, which is cloud-based.
And if you're very new to this, cloud-based basically means that you can access it via the internet, doesn't it? So it means that wherever, whatever workstation, whatever computer, laptop, wherever you are, pretty much in the world, you can log on to that service. So whether it is your customer record management, or your ticket system, your to-do list. So if you needed to check what jobs needed doing and you were on holiday in India, you could log in using your details on any computer and get all that information. It's not just tied to your network in your office, is it?
Yeah. So basically, it's a website that produces that software for you, in a nutshell. And the doors that opens are huge. So you can look at, you know, how many sales we have a retail floor in Weatherby, how many sales you did in the shop, what the margin was on those sales, and, you know, who your top seller is out of all of your staff, and the information you can extract, and you don't even need to be in the country, is phenomenal.
Number five,
structured emails. Now, that's just a title I gave it, but basically, people get so many emails these days, and so much spam, and I get emails from people that I don't know saying, "Hello, Darren, and I hope you are well," and that's so disingenuous, because they don't know me, so I know that they do not care about my health, and the extent of their caring about my health is they don't want me to die so I can spend money with them. That's the extent.
How it is, Darren.
So, well, it's true. So when you're sending out these emails, it's disingenuous. If I, like Tom, if I was emailing you, I would 100% put, "Hope you are well," because we have a relationship and I do hope you're well. But someone I've never met, I just find it disingenuous. I find it wishy-washy. And I just want people, if they're going to send me a sales email, you know, say something like, "Hello, Darren. I thought that I might be able to help you. That's why I'm emailing. You know, I thought I might be of assistance to you." And then you're going to read that email and you're going to say, "Look, I'm not interested, but thank you for putting some effort in. Or no, actually, I could be very interested and I wouldn't mind having a chat with you." So structured emails are so important.
So five amazing tips there from Darren from Aurora Computers that you can take and look into and maybe use to grow your business, which is ultimately the goal of this show. While Darren is here, every month Darren will be giving us a tip about computing, about the world of IT, something you may not have heard of in this.
Aurora Computers Jargon Buster on Stray FM's Business Hub.
We're going to bust the word hub. It's something that you hear all the time with regards to computers and probably doesn't make a huge amount of sense unless you know a little bit about this stuff. So you get USB hubs. You get network hubs, well, they're not really called that anymore. But basically, a hub is something that works as a central station for things to be plugged into. So a USB hub will allow you to plug in four or five USB devices. Network hub will allow you to plug in four or five plus network devices.
Brilliant. So if you hear people talking about a hub, if it doesn't mean something central that things can go into to give it one place, or, you know, a series of ports, or you know, a series of multiple access points effectively, then it's probably not a hub and they're using the wrong word.
Yes.
We'll have more jargon busting on the next edition of the show with Darren in about a month's time. Darren, thank you very much.
Cheers, thank you.
Aurora Computers on Stray FM's Business Hub.
Helping Yorkshire business succeed. This is Stray FM's Business Hub.
With Cartridge World Harrogate, the world experts in printers.
What a great week. Another brilliant podcast with the Business Hub, helping Yorkshire business succeed. If you'd like to let us know what you thought of the show or the podcast, then please get in touch. You can do that through our Twitter at Stray FM or through the page as well at StrayFM.com. Just look below this podcast and you'll see a contact us form. Don't forget you can keep right up to date with all the latest business news throughout the week as well by coming back to our business page at StrayFM.com with the business news desk with NIC Cleaning Services. And please share this business podcast. It's for business, from business. Top news, advice and tips. Please share it with the business community, whether it be on your hours, on Harrogate Hour, on Discover Ripon on whatever hours you like, or just on your social media. It'll be great to share this great advice from brilliant local businesses. I'll be back again at the same time next week with even more special guests on the Business Hub with Cartridge World Harrogate. Thank you for listening.
Stray FM's Business Hub with Cartridge World Harrogate, the world experts in printers.